Sure. Okay, so let us begin with the topic of dolls. It's much or to have dolls. So there are, let's say, three, maybe a fourth, three or four stadiums we may go by dolls. Number one is, well, first let's take a step back. Why is it us, sir? Why would I say that dolls are a problem? So we're dealing l'chora with an Isser D'Rabbanan, typically. Nobody's making their dolls. They're buying them. They're made in China. It's not even an Amir El Nachri Shaila, unless you buy those Hasidic dolls with the Sheitlach and the Payas. So it's just an Isser D'Rabbanan of Chashad. I should say that just, we has to be mutter, but that's what we're dealing with. And therefore, a person could say, okay, so it should be mutter because there's no chashad. Nowadays, nobody is, whatever type of dolls I have, there's zero chashad that I am oved these dolls. Oh, but maybe we'll say it's still, it should be aser because it's a low plug. After all, the Gemara says it's aser. You're dealing with three dimensions on a person, so everybody agrees. There's a din of chashad, aliba de Gemara. And who says that things change nowadays? So this is often a question in halacha. When you have the Gemara telling us something, do we say that, well, it's davar shebeminyan, batla taima, lo batla takana? Or do we say, no, since the whole iser is because of chashad, there's no chashad, so therefore it should be mutter. Now, if you would have asked me, I would have said the lashon of the Gemara doesn't sound like there's a takana. It's a brisa. The brisa doesn't say it in an ofen klali, but it says, talks about having the ring. It says if it's three-dimensional, if it's belayed, it's aser. The lashon doesn't sound like it's a takana, but I don't think that's a particularly compelling point. But perhaps we could bring a different type of raya, which is that it's hard to say that this is a low plug because there are already exceptions. For example, the Gemara said that berabim it's mutter because there's no chashad, which might indicate that any place there's no chashad, it's mutter. And subsequently, I saw, I think in Rav Avadia's tshuva, that he quotes the Ha'aros on the Sefer HaEshkol, who makes this point. And therefore, bismanazeh, where nobody bows to their dolls, so it should be mutter. Now, and maybe one other shtickle raya this way. If you look at Rabbeinu Hananel on the side of the Gemara, it says it's only aser to wear it as a ring. Doesn't sound like it's an aser to own, and therefore, now that's true that Rabbeinu Hananel isn't quoted by the poskim, and therefore none of these rayas are going to be particularly compelling because it's true the Gemara says it's not a low plug, but you know, if you learn enough, you'll see there are lots of things that are low plugs with exceptions, though that would one would think that that's impossible, but you have to figure out if it's not an ex particular exception, it's a categorical exception and the like. So I think these rayos aren't going to be 100% compelling, but what it does do is sort of put the onus of stringency on the other opinion. In other words, if you want to tell me it's aser because of a low plug, so prove to me that it's a low plug and it's aser even b'makom shelek achshad. Because from the Gemara, it doesn't sound like it should be aser b'makom shelek achshad, and therefore, l'chora, there's a good tzad to be mako about dolls. On the other hand, perhaps there's a lot of evidence for stringency from the Ramah on our siman. If we look at Sif Dalet, Rama Umihu, Emotio Samutaran, Novad Bacham, Levana Shadakh, here. Mutarim behana'a im motzan avalol hashosan. We've already spent time on this Ramah, but the Ramah says that you find these things. So these are particular things that the Goyim don't serve anymore. So therefore, you could keep them. When it comes to finding things that Gayim served, so then we say they're Aser Mana. But these are things that Gayim don't serve. But still, Aser Lashosan. Why Chshad? So what's the simple understanding? The simple understanding is that even though we're dealing with a situation where there is nobody will suspect you of serving them, after all, if the Gayim don't serve them, so why would anybody suspect me of serving them? And yet it's still Aser to keep them because of Chshad. So maybe that tells me that Chshad is a low plug. Or alternatively, so that's going to be, if you read the Ramah that way, that will certainly be a problem. But we saw the Shach doesn't read the Ramah that way. The Shach has a theory that there still is Chshad. And even though the Gayim don't serve these things, generally speaking, and therefore if you find them, it's mutter, but there's still Chshad because, you know, why else would you keep it? Now, perhaps, and I think Yoni made this point in Shir when we first brought up the Shach, that would bode well for us in terms of dolls. Because what did the Shach say? The reason why it's Aser because of Chshad. And why is there Chshad? Why else are you keeping this if not because you're planning to serve them? Well, when it comes to dolls, it's a very good reason why I'm keeping them. I'm keeping them because my kids like to play with them. I don't know why kids like to play with dolls, but for some reason they do. And therefore, you know, it's very good. The fact that I'm keeping them doesn't in any way indicate Chshad. And like we pointed out before, even if you're going to read the Shach, like I was suggesting as saying that the Isser Chshad is much more chamor, you have to worry about a very far-fetched scenario. But nowadays, it's not even a far-fetched scenario. It's a totally inconceivable scenario. Nobody in a million years would think that, baby dolls, little kids' dolls are served. So perhaps it would be mutter, according to the Shach. It's not conclusive, but maybe. Menachem actually saw this morning, he looked up Rabbeinu Yerucham inside, who cross-referenced a different Rabbeinu Yerucham, and it sounded like the Shach actually explained Rabbeinu Yerucham exactly correctly, which is also nice. So the Shach, I think, Pashta says there's room to be Mako, but it's not explicit. But it certainly sounds that way also, so we're in good shape. The Pashas and the Gemara is that there should be Matra, the Pashas and the Shach is that there should be Matra. L'chora, the biggest proof, the biggest Mako, based off of this idea, namely that if there's no Chshad, it's going to be Matra to keep, is in the Gra. And this is in the Gra Yud Zion, and Yud test. The Gra basically says that Drakon is mutter to keep nowadays because there's no Chshad. And it sounds like he's saying that Chshad isn't a low plug. It's dependent upon the circumstances. Now, in theory, you could say, well, there's a low plug on humans, human images, but not a low plug on Drakon. But why would you say that? And in Yud test, he writes that even though the Ramah concludes that it's Aser to keep the Drakon nowadays, at the end, the Ramah is going like the Svara Achrona, but the Ramah originally said that we follow the Svara Rishona, and therefore it's going to be Mutter nowadays. And the Ramah and the Grover there basically explains the logic. The logic is, you know, what's the logic of the Ramah? So as we pointed out, one way of understanding the Ramah is the Shach, right? That if you find it, it's Mutter, because Mustama the Gaim didn't serve it, but still there's still some level of Shash Avoda when you held it. And we struggled with that Shach, right? Why did we struggle with that Shach? Because it's a very shver idea. If I don't have to be worried that the Gayim served it, why would anybody be choshed that I did? So we were mevarred that. But the Gra, understandably, does not like that idea. So the Gra is a different beer. The Gra holds that the concern of the Ramah is not a chshad of what? Avoda, but it must be a chshad of asiyah, right? So why is it that I can't keep these images, the sun or whatever, The reason why it's usher to keep it is because of a chshad. Ah, the answer is no. So simple. What's the chshad here? The chshad isn't a chshad voda, because there is no chshad of voda over here. Nobody serves these dinghies anymore. It's a chshad asiyah. Now, it is true that we noted that Rashi doesn't seem to be worried about chshad asiyah, and Tosfos, though he thinks it's the hava mina of the Gemara, isn't worried about chshad asiyah. But the Gra thinks that we paskin that there is. First of all, we pointed out that even the Beis Yosef thinks Rabbi Yerucham holds that it's a chshad of asiyah. That's why he thought that you have a raya from the Tosfos is disagreeing with the Maariv, because Tosfos is a chosheish for chshad asiyah, only chshad avoda. And it's not just Rabbi Yerucham. The Rush seems to conclude that it's a chshad asiyah, as the Netziv points out in his commentary on the Shiltos that Menachem sent out, and that seems to be the Bureau of the Tour, as the Beis Yosef notes as well. And the Gra seems to accept that view. So while it probably is a Machlokes Rishonim, the Gra paskins that way. The Gra thinks that's the Ramaz Psak. And therefore, Lechora, for sure, we have room to be Makel based off of the Gra. Right? Why? Because nowadays with these baby dolls, there is for sure no chshad asiyah. I mean, you could have a homemade doll, okay? Homemade dolls avoid that are, you know, 3D people like dolls. You shouldn't do that. If you want to make a homemade doll, make a teddy bear. But the types of dolls that you buy, even though, I don't know, somebody brought up the imaginary build a doll situation. I don't think the typical dolls that most people have in their house, human dolls, there's any chshad that these were homemade. And therefore, it should be mutter according to the Gra as well. So what do we have? We have the pashtus and the Gemara that it should be mutter if there's no chshad. And lechora, there's no chshad nowadays. The pashtus in the shach is it should be mutter if there's no chshad at all, that you did avoda. The pashtus in the Gra that it should be mutter because there's no chshad of asiyah on clearly manufactured dolls. And Lemaisa, the Netziv, as you all saw, both in the Tshuva and in this Peirush on the Shiltos, as well as the Chachmas Adam, as you all saw, make this point. I mean, they don't go through all the Sarichos, they don't bring these Rayos, but they basically come out as saying, we are willing to be Makel, if there's no chshad asiyah. Nowadays, dolls have no chshad asiyah. The Chachmas Adam says nobody bows to human images. And even if they did, the human images that they bow to look, you know, they look like religious type things. They don't look like the dolls that people buy in Toys R Us. And therefore, reason number one why this should be mutter is because nowadays there is no chshad. Okay, we'll have to prove it a lot because they're great poskim that are machmir. So, but that's reason number one. Yeah, you're gonna.
It's a dollar from the park.
Question?
I don't know. That's asiyah. That's fracking. Fracking, there's no chshad.
No, I mean, it's not always fracking. You put it together. I mean, some of the dolls, they break apart. The limbs are done.
I don't think that's asiyah. I hear it's an interesting thing to think about. I didn't think about that yet.
And it wouldn't be an answer for everyone else.
What?
It wouldn't be an answer for everyone else if Prakim,
yeah, but the question is
meant to be.
You're saying that Prakim, whatever Prakim was over there, so even though the Gemara answered that the guy made it, but he made it in Prakim and then Rabbi Gamliel assembled it in disassembly. Okay, obviously, assembly can't be a violation of Los Asuniti. Right, so it's hard to know. What?
I think that those would be that I think most of those, even when I'm talking that other people would put it together.
Oh, really? Who said that?
I thought that.
The Rishonim say that the Prakim, when we say Prakim, it means not only did they originally make it, but they put it together. Aha. So if you were to say like that, then you're raising an interest on Tashaila. Maybe if your doll falls apart or breaks apart, it would be usher to put back together again. Humpty Dumpty fell apart.
Right? Well, Costina has an idea that it must not be a strong asiyah like compares the motive by Shabbos. Right. It's not going to be a problem. Let's see how
long. Right. So one second. But then let's say the doll fell apart, you know, the arm fell off, and they put it back. That's probably usher on Shabbos. You're not, it's not supposed to happen. And therefore, that would be a potential iser d'oraisa. In other words, we've, all our discussion has been about chshad, right? So far. So, okay, it's going to be motor atzchad. And that's, like we said from the beginning, and only in this Rabbanan chat. You're pointing out, I hear your ha'ara, which is that, but when you buy a doll and the leg falls out and you want to put it back, that is already a dairy rice ashayla. To put back the doll. Oh, yeah? In that little tshuva? Where he's machmir on dolls, he's also machmir on putting it back together.
That's the bottom of someone else, but it broke the back.
Uh-huh. Okay, good. Okay, so that I hear. That I hear. Good. So, okay, so again, back to our Iker issue, which is about owning the dolls, or buying the dolls and owning the dolls. So reason number one to be makil is because there's no chshad nowadays. Okay. Reason number two to be makil, and this reason would... Now, I should point out, by the way, just to go back to the building of the dolls questions that we brought it up, you would still have, in that case, the kul of the Maharit, which we'll get back to in a minute, right? Because Maharit is Matir Asiya, and even though some people say he wasn't, he was. But that's already a much more Shvacha Kula. Much more Shvacha Kula. So, yeah, I think that's a good point. Okay, fine. So Kula number two is that the Ramban and the Ritva and the Ran, all the Ra'ah, all seem to hold that there's no chshad about things that are not nevad, because like mevuzim. And we'll see in a moment, this is a tremendous pickup by the Chevra here on the left, that the Ritva and the Ra'ah say this more or less explicitly. Start with the Ramban, since we already mentioned that, cited by the Ran. So the Ramban writes, in Avodah Zarah, Mem Gimel Amud Beis, Umihu, Mishtabrali, Shelo Amru Ela B'Tabas U'Kiyotze Bo, when do we have an Isser of Shehiyah? Because of Chshad, something like a Tabas, Sheim Echubadim, Aval Ala Mevuzim, Mutter Latzor Shar Tzor Tzurosehem Bolet, so on Mevuzim Kalim. So even though there is a tzura that's bolate, it's mutter, ben shokeya, ben bolate, the lek lemechash behu lechshad, but there is no chshad. And the Ran quotes this Ramban, and he says, venerally, shelo chashu lechshad, ela b'tzura shahaya, minago v'yikochavim la'avdan. The chshad is only on things that people were be'ovet. Avokagon elu mutarim. So, again, I think we could say about baby dolls, that it's not minag ovdei kochavim to be ovid them. And the Ritva applies this, in fact, to our very type of question. He says that it's only asur l'kayim when there's ikach shada, the tzuras adam, shregilin at alasos ha'umnim b'kelim, harei mutarim. Now, it's an interesting question. What about the concern of Amir Lenachri? So earlier, the Ritva had three studim as to the... Tosus asked the question, what about Amir Lenachri? I don't know when we'll ask. So Tosus assumed, yeah, for sure this is Sir of Amir Lenachri. Okay, maybe it's a mitzvah, the like. The Ritva's three answers to that question. The first is very interesting, which is that maybe there's no Isser Mil Nachri over here because it's only like a Chumrah. I don't know what he meant. Why is this only a Chumrah? And then he gives Tosus' answer, that mitzvah, or he says, or, you know, they just bought it. They didn't, like, instruct it to be made. So let's say, he said that was the Iker answer. So let's say over here we're talking about where they instructed that it just be that they just he just happened to find it. So then it's mutter. Very clear. We look at your particular time and location And if this is something that's navad, then it's asur mishum chshad. And if it's not something that's navad, it's mutar al chshad. And the Ra'ah, his rabbi, says the same thing. So that is kula number two. I mean, it's the same kula, really, but it's sort of coming from a different place. First, we wanted to come from the Shach and the Gra, and now we're coming more from these Rishonim as well. Direction number three to be Mako, this is much more rowdy, is the Marit, the same long, long, long Marit that we keep on referring to. And he has a very fascinating diuk in the Rambam. The Rambam, as we noted, I think when we first read the Rambam, tells us the reason for this Isser. And what does he say? I'll just read it lesson Marit. When is there an Isser d'oraisa to make something l'nai? That's where people might make a mistake and say that this is yesh bo mamish. Lafuke darach arai, lefisha, kigon, mischak, misachik bahem, olis lamed, deshari, delo asu limiti, ulefi darkenu, lamadnu beosam ha partsufos, sheosin letinokos, lesachik bahem, vechen osam sheosim ha mischakim, lesachik bahem, so certainly the Marit would be matir dolls, but the Marit goes much, much further than everything we've been discussing until now. Till now we said dolls are matir nowadays, right? Still might be asur to make dolls. Says the Marit, maybe making dolls is matir. Why? Because since they're made to be mevuzin, so the isur doesn't apply. Now, what it seems like he's doing is being Darish time of the crop. The reason why he feels justified in doing this, I think, perhaps, is very similar to the idea that we said from the Taz in the Rambam, going back to Chukos Akum. Remember, the Taz said, Baltakif. We're even starting Chazar already. Right? So the Taz said that what is the machloikas between the Rambam and the Tur about the Isser of Hakafa, that the Rambam gives a reason and the Torah says, don't say a reason, what do we need reasons for? The Taz says, what are they arguing about? About whether we should apply the reason practically. Like, for example, someone that's Karv L'Malchus is a mutter for them to be over on Baal Takif. And he says, and we explain, well, how could you say that in the Rambam? After all, that's a low doshin and time to cry. And we answered, no, here it's different because the Taz thinks that if the Rambam includes a reason in his Mishnah Torah, it's not more Nevuchim Dikah reasons, but the reason in the Mishnah Torah. So maybe if the Rambam's telling it to us, it's because there's a Negei L'maisa, and therefore that Rambam would be Matir. And so the Marit is doing the same type of thing over here. He's saying if the Rambam told us the reason for this, then it must be the reason is Negei L'maisa, and therefore it turns out that it's going to be Aser. It's going to be mutter to make dolls where they're mevuzin. Now, maybe this kula of the Marit wouldn't apply for like fancy China dolls, you know, expensive dolls, dolls that you keep in your, you know, cabinet. But the typical dolls that most little kids have where, you know, they drag them on the floor and they, you know, take them into the bathroom and out of the bathroom and then you lose them and you can't find them and you're going crazy because they won't go to sleep without their doll, right? So those types of things are going to be mutter. And so like we said, this Marit is much more mechudash. It would be matir in the case, like you said, where the doll broke, you could even fix it. Do we accept this Marit? I would think that we shouldn't. Because if this is your only tzad, in other words, I think we should accept the Marit to make dolls, though we noted today that Rav Avadia seemed to have changed his mind on this matter. In Yabia Omer, he says, really, you shouldn't be Samech on Marit, we're dealing with the Deraisa Shaila. And in Yechaveh Das, he seems to come out that, look, cool, it's mutter to be Samech on Marit. I don't know, I didn't look at the dates. Check the dates, I don't know which one was first. Yeah, you had a question? Somebody had a question? No? Yeah.
Just in terms of defining a rod,
So, like,
it's not l'slamid being ara. He's saying it's a similar type of heter. Why is l'slamid mutter? Right? And it is a very good point to think about, which is, about what isurim do we say l'slamid? Do we say about everything? I mean, let's imagine you came up with a situation where it was important to taste nevela l'slamid. You know, like, because maybe somebody was had it was needs to get malchus on nevela, and you need to figure out, was this a nevela? Maybe you could, I don't, whatever it is, right? Are you going to go ahead and say, oh, l'slamid, it's mutter to eat nevela or to do, right? We don't say everything. And it's not like, so what he's saying is that teaches me that the reason why we're okay, happy to apply the kula of l'slamid is because the isser is not categorical. It's lasos davar be'ofen that it's shayach sheyitu lomar sheyesh bo mamish, right? So therefore, that's okay when it's l'slamid, and it's also okay when it's arai. You know, let's say you're making paper mache dolls, right? So, okay, that's a problem. Those are homemade. They're 3D. So, you know, they have the arms and the legs, so even if the face isn't perfect, right? So is that okay? So according to the Maritka, come on. You know, it should be okay. Nobody's going to be Tala Acharav. Now, if you remember, we saw the Chasam Sofer sort of make this diyuk in the Rambam, and he says, well, that's utterly absurd. Nobody would think it's mutter to make a doll if your intention is to destroy it, but if you make that diyuk, that's what should come out. He doesn't quote that Marit makes the diyuk. He just says, that's absurd. He says this interesting, like a little bit of a far-fetched pshat in the Rambam. But anyway, but that's what the Marit says. No, you're right. If you were trying to apply this Maharit Lamaisa, it might not always be 100% clear how to apply it. But the basic idea is Maharit. As I said, the earlier Heterim that we bought based off of the Gra and the Shach and the Rambam and the Ramban and the Ran, those are much smaller Chidushim because they were only in the Din D'Rabbanan of Shad. Okay. And I guess you could also throw in, you know, an interesting question. This you'd have to figure out. Some dolls don't even look like people, you know, Cabbage Patch dolls or Raggedy Ann dolls. You have to figure out exactly, at least with respect to some dolls, maybe anyway, they wouldn't be Bechlal, that Isser, but that's a little unclear. So apparently, you know, what do the Poskim say? So many Poskim are Machmir in the Shaila. In Rabbi Zilberman's article, he quotes from the Chazon Ish and Rabbi Yashiv, who say it's usher to have dolls. If you do, you have to take off a limb. Also, we saw that in Shevet HaLevi, he says that. Though, you know, some are makel to just take off, like, the nose. Though, if you look like the Ivets, maybe you should, like, take off the whole face. There's that famous story in All for the Boss, which is, you have to get the old versions of All for the Boss if you want to see it. So there are certainly many great poskim that are machmir. On the other hand, Rabbi Schechter has told people that you could be somech on the Maharik, not on the Maharik, on the Chachmas Adam, to be mekel bizman hazeh. Though maybe he thought there's makom to be machmir also, though mekel adin. We follow the Chachmas Adam. And I think, you know, again, Rav Avadia really thinks also that's Mikradin, but he's not super excited about it. He does, you know, think there's Makom, Gadol, Lahachmir, not to have dolls, unless you take off their nose. But again, I think in light of what we've said, really, there's a lot of very strong evidence to support leniency, and that indeed is the Minhag Olam, at least in our Olam. Okay. Did you have a question or no? Okay. Okay, next topic. we'll briefly discuss is pictures. So what would we think about pictures, photographs? L'chayra, if you hold like the Ramban, Udi'ime, so two-dimensional pictures of people are a problem, and maybe taking a picture in Issa D'oraisa, and even though Asiya, it's not 100% clear if you're over on Asiya, if you just, you know, the old-fashioned cameras, when you take the picture, so you haven't done anything because it comes out on the film and it's not visible, and then maybe when you get it developed, if you have a guy do it, not clear. Nowadays, though, you know, where we actually go ahead and like print pictures from our printer, then we're dealing with the D'oraisa Shailen, as we saw, Taz says that you should be choshish for the Ramban. The Ramban Taz says, look, this is a lot of machmirim, including the Ramban, the Torah quotes it, and how could you be mako for D'oraisa Shailen? However, the Taz himself might be mako for a different reason, because we know the Taz was mako on flat things, that even he thought flat things are ein bo mamish, and the only iser. So even the Ramban would only be machmir if it's pressed. But if it's totally flat, then the Taz would be mekel along the lines of Maram and the like. So really, there's two tzadim lahakel. First of all, the Shulchan Aruch isn't choshish for the Ramban. Shulchan Aruch passes like Tosfos and like the Ramban, that when it comes to humans, it's only us in three dimensions. Number two is we have the Maharam and the Taz and the like. And number three is that oftentimes, anyway, it's not going to, you know, many pictures are not the whole body, though, of course, sometimes they are. Sometimes they're profile image, sometimes they don't have the arms and the legs, but sometimes they are. Could be that, I guess, another tzad to be mako maybe is based off of the Maharit as well. Though I guess people do keep photographs, you know, treat them carefully, but conceivably you could argue that according to the Maharit, it would be mutter as well. So are there machmirim? So there are machmirim. First of all, the Pesach Tshuva quotes in the Yaris Dvash and others as well that say based off of Kabbalistic reasons and the Zohar and the like, this is a bad idea to have pictures, to be in pictures, to let people take pictures from you. My family is Vishnitz. So a number of family weddings, the Muncie Vishnitz Rebbe comes. Muncie Vishnitz Rebbe is very, very makbid not to allow anyone to take pictures. So if you want the Rebbe to come to your chasana, then you can't have any chuppah pictures. So okay, they're good chassidim, so they don't have any chuppah pictures. It's good, you save money. But yeah, that's true. That's true. Because they take the pictures afterwards. They just can't take pictures at the chuppah. The Rebbe leaves after the chuppah. Anyway, so I don't know if the Rebbe was machmir because he's choshish for the Ramban, but I think that's not the reason, because, you know, then why would he ask them to take pictures of him? I think he's choshish because of the Kabbalistic reasons. Okay. Ein lanu esek b'nistaros. However, I sent out to you a fascinating tshuva from the Divrei Malkiel, who is very, very machmir on the Shaila. He thinks you should be choshish for the Ramban, like the Taz says. And he brings in all sorts of other very creative theories from different sugyas and shas to explain why it's asher. Like, for example, he says, we are choshish for chazusa milsa when it comes to dinim d'oraisa. And for some reason, if you assume chazusa is milsa, so then flat should be like bolate. I can't say I understood the tzustel, but that's what he says. And he says this is a really, really bad thing. And, you know, he's writing a long time before Gadol cards. He said there are Gadol cards. And it's a horrible thing that these Talmidei Chachamim are allowing this to take place. And then he says something interesting. He says, but like everybody knows that, you know, you need pictures like for memory, right? You know, people want to remember what their parents, what their grandparents looked like. So he says, you know, you want a memory? Pictures aren't the way to make a memory. could also take a picture of a dog. Say, there's no, all a picture does is capture the physical image, physical body. Yeah, animals have a physical body. You want to leave a legacy, you want a memory, do a mitzvah. Mitzvah will last forever. That's how you should have memories. A beautiful discussion about that. And even suros of tzaddikim, you shouldn't do it. And it's a very bad thing. But Lamaisa, everybody's mako. In fact, there's a famous story of Rishon Zalman Auerbach that one somebody was like taking a picture of him. It's like, what do you want to do? And he's like, oh, it's for my parnasa. So how's this? Pose for the picture, right? Help him out. And Lamaisa, this has definitely been a psak that has become mekubal. And that's if you actually look at the Tshuva Rav Avadia that we sent out on this topic. That's how he concludes. He says, Lamaisa. First, he wants to say it should be mutter because it's fake sveika. Maybe we pass them like the Rambam that only bolet is aser. And if you pass, maybe even if you're going to say we pass them like the Ramban, maybe it's only going to be aser. Maybe the Bahag is right. So it's only going to be aser if it's the full body. So this won't be mutter. Every picture, it'll be mutter. Some pictures. But then at the end of the day, he says, yeah, really, it's mutter entirely. You know, we don't pass them like the Ramban. And you know, that's his conclusion. He says that halacha ravachash, that this is lashon at the end. Yushalmi, Meister Sheni kol halacha shiro fefes biadach hatzei urei heyach hatzibur noagin v'nahu kein v'hanach lam liyisrael emeinu neviim b'nei neviim heim. Therefore, the velt is made by pictures, and we could be made by pictures. Okay. Good. So, even though I said we're going to wait till to discuss the issues of modeling the mikdash and the like, I think everybody already started that, and we started that, so maybe we'll start that now. I'll even make. Unless you want to bring something up? Yeah.
I couldn't hear that.
They wanna say the question is if you're gonna assuming creating a moon or whatever, sun, stars on your computer. So this is similar to the discussions that we had in Shabbos about Kosev, or also about Mechikas Hashem, or the like. So I think that if you're going to be Mekel on those other Shilas, and especially if you're going to say that there is no Kiyum at all to this, I guess I shouldn't say it that way. Does it sound to say this is Morcham? Because let's say you're makel from mechikas Hashem because you're not actually doing mechika. What you're doing is, anyway, it's going on and off every second. You're just, when you press delete or turn it off, you're preventing it from going back on. So that svara maybe isn't true over here, right? Because when you create it, you've created it. Okay, it's animus kayam. It's only a millisecond. So maybe that's svara for Shabbos. That's a svara for mechikas Hashem. According to Gabe, it's not even true anymore for those who sue him. But it wouldn't necessarily be as far here. So here, the question is, maybe all you have to rely on is the Maharik, the Maharit. So Maharit would certainly be Mako. Or, you know, and oftentimes it's Lahavan Lahoros, especially if you have a more expansive view on Lahavan Lahoros. But if you don't have any of those other tzadim, so that's the question. I don't know. Yeah, did you see anything? What? Is it my wrong? Yeah, but okay. But if you want, yes. I mean, saying those are the tzadim we have. The question is there an additional tzad? So you have the Maran because your screen is flat. You have the Maharit because it's Arai de Arai. You have... well, certainly if it's, you know, going off every second, it's a ride, a ride. But second of all, it's made not to be miskayim. In other words, you don't, you know, whether it's going to last 10 seconds or an hour or the like, it's not meant to last. It's not Alvinas list or else like Shabbos. It's more like he's saying that it's a rai. It's a different right. But okay, so you can, so you have all those kulas. Maybe you could question them.
We saw one from the upper Yashbe who says that it's not even a sia, there's no roshim whatsoever. It's not like you're drawing anything. No rushes to.
I hear what you're saying. You're saying that this is like the Maharam on steroids, meaning to say that what's the Maharam Svara? The Maharam Svara is that flat is Ein Bo Mamish and not Shaykh to Avodah Zarah. And even if you don't accept that, because flat is Yesh Bo Mamish, in other words, there is ink on paper, but here, it's literally Ein Bo Mamish. It's true. To the eyes, it appears something, but there's no tangibility whatsoever. And to be Aser al Tzasiyas Avodah Zarah, you need something more tangible. And even if Gabe's theory about the new screens is right, that there is something a little more tangible, but it's still, you know, particularly non-tangible. I could hear that spire. So I think that is an additional tzad to be made by computers, I hear. I sent you the truth about that.
Yeah. Question?
No, I'm saying that. What do you say?
I asked a question.
Yeah, you can ask a question.
On the tzad that the asiyah of dolls is osur, would be allowed to those shares in a doll manufacturing company?
Yeah, that's the old shares question. In other words, I don't see why. Is it different than shares in McDonald's?
Well, you talking about cheeseburgers or other things?
Yeah, cheeseburgers. Isuri Hana. Or getting Hana from Isuri Hana. Without the Nikuda Nifla.
Yeah, I would think it would be very similar.
Okay. Good. So anyone that has an S&P 500 stock index is being Somech on the Nikilim for that, right?
Okay.
Well, I know. I'm pointing out that the Welt is Somech on a lenient view on stocks. So that's okay.
Okay. Another. This is a comment, not a question. I read an historical note. They discovered kaolin from Roman times, and the Romans apparently, as I think for Noi, they put like pictures of their god, like the handles of the pots or something. Mm-hmm. Just like, anyway, so what the Jews would do, they would buy the kaolin from the Romans and they would chop off the nose or something like that.
Like in a Gemara.
Yeah.
Gevaldik. Okay. Good.